medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
I was like,
are you done now?
Wow. Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And this is Saul Bones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. Whew. I'm winded, Sid. Boy, it is exciting. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? I'm here. How many people? We got the audience from New York tonight. How many fellas I got in the house? How many ladies I got in the house? How many people have been struggling with warts for most of their adult life?
It's okay, it's a safe space. You can
tell me. Safe space, you can tell me.
You can tell us.
Two heroes had warts. Okay, some honest people. There's not a lot of people.
That was kind of a weird icebreaker.
It was a little bit weird icebreaker, but I wanted to figure out a way to talk about warts, and that was the best I could come up with.
That was good. And I mean, of course, we encourage you if you want to share your personal wart struggles with us.
Not with us.
Don't do that.
Maybe in an email with an easily ignorable subject line. Something about mortgage rates, perhaps.
Or like 8-4 words in front of it.
Yeah, right. See, make it look like something my nanny would send me.
Yeah. Sid, otherwise, I'll feel pressured to help you. And
yeah, it gets legally
right
dicey. Tell me about warts, Sydney.
All right, well, we're going to talk about warts. Two people want us to talk about warts.
Like on Earth? Okay, so who wanted to talk about warts?
Sullivan and Brandiel.
Thanks, you, Sullivan and Brandiel.
Yes.
So, Sid, what's a wart?
What's a wart?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's start with the fact that warts have been around for a really long time.
I would assume so. Nobody knows where they came from. We didn't discover them.
Well, I mean, we discovered them on us.
Well, okay. All right, granted. At some point, someone was the guy who said, I'll be damned. That's weird.
And we've found them on mummies, so they've been around that long.
Ew.
I don't know how they found warts on mummies.
What? How could you tell?
I don't know. Everything's like kind of
mummy and delicious
and
looking.
Dry.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Totally.
Good job.
That's good. Thanks. Keep the feedback coming. I really. It's like subtitles for people who've never listened to the show. It's great.
Why are they here?
I don't know. Sid, warts.
So
I need information. Feed me.
Okay, so the scientific term condyloma is from the Greek word for knob or knuckle because they kind of look that way. And there are a whole bunch of different terms for them through history. They used to call them like ficus because they thought they looked like a ficus.
Ugh. Warts must have been way more heinous back then. It looks like a tree. It's disgusting.
They call them like thymus because they thought it looked like thyme, like the herb. Again, I don't. So they call
they just
thymus.
Looks like a bump. I mean, or cauliflower or something. Like a little cauliflower.
Oh, yeah. They kind of do it.
Oh, well, you've never seen a wart. So sorry.
And the most important thing I think we can say about warts tonight is that they're not caused by frogs.
Okay, that's a common misconception.
Yes, yeah. Warts are not caused by holding frogs or if they pee on you. Although I wouldn't advise having frogs pee on you anyway. Like, this is not like free reign, go, you know, get frog pee. Go for it.
Go nuts.
But that's not where they come from. They come from a virus. We know that now, the human papillomavirus. Mm-hmm. And that's all warts, whether on your hand or, you know.
I don't know.
The other place.
Your belt? I don't know where.
Down there.
The bathing suit. Got it.
Yeah, the bathing suit. they're common. They're very common. They're completely benign, so don't worry about them. And most of the time, they're going to go away on their own. But that has not stopped us for centuries trying to find out how can we get rid of them faster. Actually, King Henry VIII granted legal residence to anybody who had any ideas on how to get rid of war. Like, it didn't have to prove that it worked. Just like, do you know? Okay.
Yeah,
do you want to be English?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Welcome to the team.
English? Come on. So as far as, so I told you what really causes warts, but what did they think caused warts?
Probably, Jesus. I just mean that generally speaking, it's just like a lot of times it seems like Jesus was mad at you, so he was a bump on your finger. So he's not like super mad at you?
Yeah.
He's like, he is mad.
That's pretty close, because they thought,
every time a word disappears, Jesus forgives you for a sin. That's a cross stitch.
That's true. I learned that in catechism. Actually, sort of, because they thought it was punishment for little boys and little girls who engaged in solitary habits.
Reading.
Or, you know, with the bathing suit area again.
Okay. Yeah. All right, a lot of crossover. Yeah.
There was also a theory that, and I didn't know that girls did this, but that girls who had to go gather eggs, if they would insert their fingers into the hens to stimulate, like, the eggs, they'd get warts. Look, I didn't know that they did
this
that.
You're killing me, right?
That was a thing that they did. Don't do that anyway.
No.
Also, again with eggs, if you would dip your hands into water that eggs had been boiled in, you could get warts.
What?
Which is different than if you dip your hands into water that potatoes have been boiled in, because then that would cure your warts.
Okay. Now, if you're making potato or egg salad where the two are intermingled, your hands will fall off.
Just do the eggs first.
Okay, that's perfect.
Then you get
yeah.
the potatoes, and you're covered.
So it works for an afternoon. It's a Cary Grant movie, works for an afternoon. Did you never see that? It's good. Frank Capra?
Let's watch that tonight.
Catherine Hepburn?
Done with all this.
I think I'm doing 6 podcasts today. I don't know about Liz. I'm going to sleep.
Now, it was understood pretty early on that somehow you could give warts to other people. Like, everybody got that idea. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the cures, as far as how to get rid of it that we're going to go over, are based on the idea that I have a wart, I don't want it, good, maybe I can give it to you.
Oh, so like transference, wart
yeah.
transference.
Yeah, because they knew that you could give warts to other people, so they thought, well, maybe that was a way to either, you know, pass warts on and then get rid of them, whether to another person or an animal or just an object, something. Mm-hmm. So, now, before we go into, because there are lots of wart remedies, and you probably have all heard some, and there are probably, I don't know, 10 times as many as I'm going to mention.
Right.
But just so you know, we did figure out how warts are transferred, you know, by the virus, by a little bit of self-experimentation.
Tell me.
This was back in 1907, a scientist, Quaffo, who took some material out of a wart and then he ran it through a filter that was so small that the only thing that could get through was a virus, and then he injected it into himself, and he got a wart.
Okay.
So there you go.
It's kind of a weird, didn't have an exit strategy, really.
No.
I mean, yes, very smart. Everybody thinks you're great. You get a Nobel Prize or what have you, but you also have warts.
Well, I have lots of exit strategies for you now.
Okay, I'm ready.
So let's go through some wart cures. And this goes, like I said, as long as there have been warts, people want to get rid of them. In Roman times, you could pay somebody to chew them off.
Assuming fetish play.
Right. You know the way those Romans were. You know there was somebody who just did it.
We don't curse on this show. There are things on this show that happen that a child's head would melt. There's no swearing. It's great for kids. There's like Ark of the Covenant level ideas being opened before your child's eyes. There's nothing. Sorry, go ahead. So, Daphne, I don't know how to bring this up, but I heard from a guy who heard from another guy that if I give you 5 drachma, little bags of salt.
Let's go with that.
Because you could use that anytime. Then you would chew my warts off for me. Don't answer yet. Let me tell you where they are.
All these cures apply to all warts, I should say.
Yeah.
All warts, wherever they may be.
Yeah. In that they all work equally well, in which case, yes, I would assume so. Which is to say not.
less exciting, they would also just burn them off.
Yeah.
So just take metal iron, heat it up, and burn them off. I know, that's not as good.
Now let me ask you, if you burn the surface of a wart off, that isn't going to work, is it?
I mean, you could burn it off. You could cauterize it off, yeah.
Won't it just grow back from below the skin again?
Yeah, if you burn deep enough, no.
Okay, well that's good to know.
I mean, we freeze them off, so you can burn them off.
Oh, okay.
Don't do this.
But it would work.
No, there are much less painful ways to get rid of your warts.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Twain was really into wart cures.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that? I find that much more upsetting than I would have 3 minutes ago.
It's about to get worse.
That should be the subtitle of our show.
It's fair. Tom Sawyer had a wart cure. He said, just put your hands in spunk water.
Now hold up.
It's not.
I think we've run into a linguistic barrier. Let's just skip over it. There's no way we can make that.
No,
I'll never get that clean tag on iTunes if I go any deeper down this.
This
spunk water well. What else?
No, it's water that collects in the hollow of a tree stump.
Oh, okay, got it.
I know, not nearly as exciting as you thought it was going to be. But you have to do it at midnight.
Of course.
And then there's a chant that you say.
Sure.
And then after you're done with
that. Mecca like a hot, mecca honey ho.
I've got it.
The wart's gotta go.
That was good.
Thank you.
We'll go with that. That one's
better. Yeah, that one's better.
That's better. So then after you say your chant, you walk away for 11 steps, and then you turn around 3 times, and then you walk home completely silent. You can't say a word. And then when you get home, your warts are gone.
How do they beta test this? How did they try that? They're like, you know what? I feel like I'm close to something, but I did talk to someone on the way home. Maybe that's an S factor that's ruining my sample.
Try that again. Let me do that tomorrow at midnight.
Yeah.
Huck Finn had a different idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was much simpler. I don't know if it was lovelier, but you just take a dead cat and throw it in a graveyard. Dead. Like, don't kill the cat. No, he wasn't advocating.
That's just like cleanup. That's like municipal service. They should extend that. Like, if you just see some trash lying around, you throw it in a garbage can, you want to disappear. No way, again, you're above me. That's why Mark Twain impression. Mark Twain as Hal Rook. Stick around for our one-man show, Twain, A Life Well Lived, starring Justin McElroy as Hal Holbrook as Mark Twain.
I can just stop this and you can finish that.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear more about words.
So, there was a lot of stuff about crossroads. This plays into a lot of the wart mythology, I guess. So one thing you could do is take dust from crossroads and just rub it on your warts. And that would make it go away. Or you could rub a cinder on your wart and then put it in a little like package and tie it up and go bury it in a crossroads and wait for somebody to walk through the crossroads and then they get the wart from you. I don't know. Or you could cut a bean in half and then you could take some blood from your wart, so you gotta like cut it and get some blood out of it, and put it on half the bean and go bury that in the crossroads. Again, you have to do that one at midnight.
Sure.
And then.
Well, obviously.
But this is, like I said, a lot of this was the idea that we know that sometimes we pass warts on to other people, so maybe we can do it through like kind of like voodoo. So you can also buy and sell warts. this way.
Like on the stock exchange.
Like our words trading well.
Yeah, right. Like Pokemon cards. I catch them all.
What?
The words.
No, I think it was more like as a service. Like you could say, like, hey.
I will take that burden for you, sir.
Yeah.
Forgive me your warts. I'll carry that.
That's a weird thing, because you're kind of like, I'm assuming if you're the one without the wart, you're not going to pay for the wart.
No, you're saying if you carry this wart for me. It's right. Like a surrogate baby wart. You carry this wart for me, and I'll give you $30 or drop our packets of salt, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever time period we're talking about.
Let's just continue to deal in salt.
Yeah, that's an easier conversion rate. Right.
You could also, if you want to just stay away from the whole crossroads nonsense and all that, you could rub your hand against the father of an illegitimate child.
I'm weighing having warts versus having that conversation. So were you two, when he was, are you?
Or you just go up to a guy and say, hey, do you think you have any kids that you don't know about? Can I?
Do you mind if I just?
You know, that's almost worth playing the odds. Just start rubbing your fingers
on
guys.
Dads.
Just like guys.
Guys that have that look, you know that look. You know that illegitimate dad look.
There's also this terrible one where you can, for 9 nights, you go out and you find a slug and you rub the slug on it and then you hang the slug on a thorn.
How?
So you have to murder the slug.
How big of an inconvenience in these people's lives are their warts? Like, seriously, how much of an issue is this for them? Is it a hobby at this point? It's like, well, we don't have TV yet.
Well, everybody was trying to get into England, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey,
I got one.
It was also a source of employment if you were a vagrant in a town, and everybody probably wanted to get rid of you anyway, I guess, if you're a vagrant. Like, we don't want you here. One service you could provide is, hey, okay, I'll leave, and if you'll pay me, I will count all the warts in town.
Like
not
census.
People with warts, wart all
census.
The warts. And then I will write the number inside my hat and wear it out of town and take all the warts with me.
That is actually how FUBU got its start. Now you know.
There you go.
That was the first FUBU hat. And after that, that's true. The first hat made by FUBU had the number of warts in a town written on it. It was a brand started in the 1700s and it's been flourishing ever since. Read a book! Yikes!
Where does Damon Jones come into that?
What? He discovered it later. FUBU went dormant for a few hundred years. He discovered it later. He didn't understand the dark power. The lower half of man's body is covered in warts.
So you're proposing wearing FUBU clothing as a treatment for warts?
What I'm saying to you, Your Highness, is, so may I go in?
So there's a lot of gross stuff people tried to rub on warts.
No.
Why not? Why not? Dove poop was popular.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get that. Tobacco spit. Any dead mouse part will do.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't have to be, you know.
Not picky.
Anything. Spider webs. That's not as gross. That was one of the Middle Ages cures, which isn't gross enough, I think, for them.
Yeah.
They usually like pig's blood or minstrel blood if you're out of pig's blood.
No. Rather not.
No. Or there was a specific grasshopper. That actually the German name for the grasshopper means wart biter, because you could catch this grasshopper, it's a long-horned grasshopper, and try to get that to bite it off.
Perfect.
So, I don't know if that works.
This is a great day so far.
I think that's that bad. There were a lot of, like I said, a lot of this was tied to voodoo and witchcraft, so there were a lot of, they said they were witches? You could go and pay them, and they'd give you stones that they would put charms on, and they'd be like, just rub this stone. Your warts go away.
Okay.
That was a very popular business. See, there was a lot of, it was a great
warts
boost
big
for the
industry.
Economy.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we need to do that now.
How about it, Obama?
There were also a lot of ways to give them to corpses.
Oh, perfect.
So if you're going to give warts to somebody.
Because I really hate my warts. Dead. Let me get down with a corpse real quick.
So you could like, as you saw funeral processions pass by, you could like rub things on your wart and throw them in their path.
Neil, I saw that. You get back and ask what's the second, young man. I saw you scrape your warp fragments off and throw that basket.
You could take a tick off a dog and put it on a wart and leave it there for a couple days.
He'll drink the wart juice.
And he does. He drinks the wart juice. Sure. And then you take it off, but you gotta put it back on the dog.
The idea that you're gonna make how well trained are these ticks? Yeah,
nope, right here. Go nuts. Yeah, put a little peanut butter on there.
I think the most romantic was to wash your hands in moonbeams. Yeah. Which wash your hands in moonbeams. So what they meant is you get a really well polished sink and then an open window in the light of the moon and just, I don't know.
You know what? That might not fix work, but good for the spirit.
Yeah, that's very poetic.
That's nice. What do we do? What about now, Sid?
Well, just as a note, in reality, I wouldn't do any of these things, but they probably all worked.
Huh.
In the sense that warts usually just go away. So right. if you wait long enough and you're doing any weird thing to a wart, it will probably go away after a while.
Eventually, right.
So you don't have to, you know, put menstrual blood on it or try to give them to dead people or anything.
Heck, don't.
No. And one little note, warts and seeds. This is something a lot of people think that warts, have you heard this? Warts have seeds.
No.
Has anybody ever heard that? Did your mom ever tell you gotta get the seed out of the wart before it'll go away?
They root.
That's what people say, yeah. Yeah, well, same kind of thing. And like a planter's wart on your foot, if you've ever seen those flat warts, they'll say the little black things, like, oh, you gotta get that out of there. They're roots or seeds or something. They're not. They're just clotted off blood vessels. It will not help you to pick them out, so don't do that.
You hear that, you chuckleheads?
Yes, she showed you.
I just got bit tongue by a physician.
Oh, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Come on, we got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Tell me what we do now.
What do you do for warts now?
Tell me.
One,
please,
you can just leave them alone. Live with them. They'll go away, probably. Most of them go away. Two, you can put duct tape on them. That actually does work. You put duct tape over it for like a week, and then you take it off, rub it with a pumice stone or something. Leave it off for 12 hours, put the duct tape back on. It'll probably go away in a couple weeks. Easy. No,
that
seriously. Sarah,
you're the last vestige of crazy work here. This is the latest one you guys cooked up.
Like, no, I think this one's legit. That one's perfect. It only takes 4 weeks. Seems legit.
That is fair, they'll probably go away anyway.
If
you don't like that, you know, they can be frozen off, there's stuff over the counter, and then your doctor can freeze them off with liquid nitrogen. I do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then there's salicylic acid. It's in a lot of the over-the-counter products. So there's a lot of stuff you can buy now. And then we can get rid of them with it's kind of like vinegar. So if you read online that you can cure warts with vinegar, this is where it's coming from. There's a kind of acid called TCA that's related to vinegar, which we do use in the doctor's office, and we'll get rid of usually use them on, you know, the bathing suit warts.
Perfect.
Those warts.
So who's gonna go fix
vinegar probably won't do
who's
that.
Gonna go fix their warts tonight? It's Saturday and I'm depressed.
Leave them alone.
Just leave them alone. Thank you all so much for coming to our show. And this is our first live Sawbones we've ever done. Super easy and super fun. If this is your first time listening to our show, we put up a new one every Tuesday. And that's gonna do it for us. Thank you for having us here. Thank you
to the People's
Improv Theater for having us. Thank you to you all for coming. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
As always, don't drill a hole in your head.